Lex Turnbull was fresh out of college when Colby Caldwell, the founding director of Revolve, asked to meet. The conversation wasn't entirely a surprise. Turnbull interned at Revolve and felt so strongly about the Contemporary Arts Center, they stayed on as a volunteer. Caldwell had let it be known he was looking for a successor.
He was like, you know, got real serious and was like, do you think you would be interested in taking over the director position of Revolve? And it wasn't even said that simply, right? And I was just like about to jump out of my seat. I was like, yes, 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 I will do it. I am ready. I am so excited. I've already started a Google Doc with all the things that I would want to do there.
That conversation was about a year ago. Now, at age 29 and still gathering the legs of their career, Turnbull expresses a mix of optimism and realism about breathing new life into the only art center of its kind in Asheville.
I had heard hearsay about, oh, Revolve might not be able to stick around anymore. And then I was like, no, Asheville needs this. Western North Carolina needs this. Since I am just like one person, it was very important for me to quickly, after my first 3 months of cramming events and like having so much going on, I was like, oh, this isn't sustainable for me. And if it's not sustainable for me, it's not going to be productive for the community.
Revolve opened 6 years ago in the Ramp Studios in the River Arts District on the largesse of Derek Dominey and Denise Carbonell. They gave the center more than $100,000 in its first 2 years. Revolve hosted visual arts exhibitions, performance art installations, and esoteric music performances. Revenue has always been challenging. A monthly sustainers program helps pay the modest rent, but even before the pandemic, paying audiences rarely numbered more than a few dozen for any given event and were sometimes in the single digits. Meanwhile, Caldwell became a manager with Citizen Vinyl shortly after it opened in 2020, and he also wanted to spend more time on his own art.
Part of what consumed me initially was taking over and getting control of the bank account and looking at it and saying, like, I'm sorry, what? There's no money in here. I can't be responsible for paying rent. Like, I'm trying to pay my own rent.
Turnbull has leaned more into visual art exhibitions and local artist residencies while scaling back Revolve's performance calendar. Turnbull also wants the center to host ticketed film screenings and more events such as the recent Asheville Zine Fest.
When Colby was the director, he was doing it on his own and wearing way too many hats and doing way too many things. And one of my first order of businesses when I took over was I need to figure out who is on my team here to like help me stay on track and organized with things.
Turnbull grew up in Fort Myers, Florida. Their father was a boat captain and avid model railroader who would invite his children to help create elaborate scenes along the tracks. Turnbull said school and art became early outlets from a challenging childhood, but even through graduate school, they looked to teach art rather than build a career as an artist.
It was like hyper-personal, very steeped in my own trauma. And I think a big part of that is like I wasn't going to therapy. And that was my way of seeking, you know, a way to process a lot of the things I was trying to deal with. And that might also be part of the reason why I never expected to do art as my career, because it was this like more sacred thing.
As Revolve's director, Turnbull said building the local community is both a programming and fundraising focus. They said small grants are starting to come in. At the same time, Turnbull is starting a teaching career through printmaking and zine-making courses at Warren Wilson College. Both are the roots of Turnbull's own artistic process. Turnbull also makes and sells a variety of housewares and works part-time as a nanny.
As long as the rent can get paid, then we'll figure it out as we go. There is so much potential, and even though I don't have the answers right now, I'm quite committed to seeing this through and doing what I can while I'm here.
Turnbull is producing a zine as part of an LGBTQ group exhibition titled The Skin I'm In, A Visual Narrative of Self, opening July 2nd at Revolve. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.